the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to another Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendel. Wonderful to have your company once again. That was from Halifax in West Yorkshire, a bit of gothic metal. The band is Paradise Lost, and the track is Lay a Wreath Upon the World. A very atmospheric track to get us started. So this week, what are we doing? Well, as usual, we're going to go back to 2021, I think it's September roughly, and it's when Lee Dunham and I recorded a bunch of podcasts because we were very bored, and it was taking us back to the time of COVID, which was very different and very uncertain. We've got over the worst of it now, but we're still not sure where things are going to go from here. And people have written in with a whole bunch of questions, and that's where we're going to now.
Bob Mumby. Hi, Bob. We've never had Bob Mumby before.
We haven't. It's a brand new person. He would like to know, how does helium get out of the balloon? Which is a slightly left-field question. It just seeps out slowly, presumably.
Probably the same way that it got in, I would have thought.
You put it in with a machine that blows it in, and then you tie a knot. But you know, it seeps out very, 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 very slowly. Because I mean, I had Algie bought me like a gold star helium balloon,
right,
ages ago, and it hung up. It hung by the piano. It was airborne by the piano for about 3 months.
Was it?
Before it deflated, yeah.
Wow. I think, to be honest, I think that helium balloons are one of the most polluting things you can do, because most people, they put a helium balloon and they let it go. And okay. The trouble is, it just ends up in the sea and then turtles and all the lovely creatures.
No, I didn't. I had it in my living room.
Well done, you. Keep it indoors. Yeah.
That was my gold star. Yeah.
But a helium balloon... see, I'm not really big on helium. If I know that I've got a helium balloon, the chances are it won't stay up because I'd have to breathe it in and make a stupid voice for fun. I know that I'd breathe it in.
See, I've never breathed it in because something about it, I don't want to.
What?
Oh, you're
talking about it changing my voice.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't think it works quite like voice changing forever.
No, this is it. I think part of me goes, what if it really changes?
How does that work?
What?
Google that. Why does helium change your voice? What does that do to your vocal cord? Or must do something to your vocal cords, otherwise it wouldn't do anything. So why helium?
Hang on.
What's the big idea, helium?
What's the big idea?
Yeah.
Helium.
Helium.
That sounded like that comedian.
Which one?
The one whose name James Acaster.
Oh.
What's the big idea, helium? That's the sort of thing he would say. The human voice is made up of many different tones mixed together. Inhaling helium makes the higher pitched tones resonate more in the vocal tract, amplifying them so they are louder in the mix.
There you go, Doz. Didn't need to give up smoking after all.
At the same time, it makes the lower tones resonate less in the vocal tract.
So basically it just eradicates all your lower range and makes you sound
It's like an EQ gas.
It is. Yeah. So does it do any damage?
Oh, that's a different
surge. Can it hurt your vocal cords, like, as you were worried about, or not? Because I don't think it can. I think it might, like, damage your brain because you've inhaled too much of it, but I'm not sure.
Breathing a lot of helium, however, can be dangerous. Prolonged inhalation of helium can lead to an inadequate amount of oxygen in the lungs and blood. That's because the effect only lasts as long as there's helium around your vocal cords. As soon as regular air replaces the helium, your voice returns to normal.
It doesn't tell you what you're
Occasional getting. Vocal cord injury usually heals on its own. However, those who chronically overuse or misuse their voices run the risk. Oh, that's just the voices. Yeah, okay.
Fine. Oh, no, that's, I don't think you can hurt your voice by doing helium. You might hurt yourself, but not your voice.
Yeah.
I think
so.
I'd love to hear what you sound like on helium, actually. I really would.
Well, maybe one day. I've never tried
it. If you are going to do it, we've got to record it.
Oh, this is something I would only do in public. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
was Ruby at the Fig. I've played them before. I really like I like that band. I like it a lot. It's headed by Sharon Eliasha, I think it's pronounced. She's US-based but Jerusalem-born, which explains some of the sort of Middle Eastern influences, sort of prog rock with Middle Eastern influences. That track is called Flight. It's the first of two. I'm going to be playing another one next week. And the track you just heard from Brisbane in Queensland, it's a band called Auchenflower. The track is Ghosts. It's an indie rock trio, and Auchenflower, it sounds very Germanic, but it's not. Apparently it's the suburb where they were raised in Australia. So there you go, learn something new every day. We're going to go back to the COVID files, and we're still talking about helium. My friend Baz, I will never ever ever forget, he used to have the comedy band called Rude Pratt.
Nice.
And they, one of my favourite, they used to just mix things like an ABBA song with Sweet Child of Mine, you know, that kind of thing. So I remember, I think Sweet Child of Mine or something like that, he did the solo on a, what do you call the tremolo?
Kazoo.
No, not the kazoo. The,
Mellotron.
Mellotron.
Mellotron. Of course Mellotron. It was.
He used to do that. But one of my favourite bits is he used to do Kate Bush with a helium balloon, and he used to sound exactly like her.
Brilliant. What song did he sing? Do you remember?
We're in a winding. That one. So funny.
That's really funny. With music as well.
Oh, yeah, because they had a whole band. Rude Pratt was a band. So the drummer had like a kid's drum kit, which was like really tiny and bright red.
Brilliant.
And he used to just play that and just sit. Great. And it just looked ridiculous because it was teeny weeny. So it was a proper band, but with just... This is when I used to do a lot of local gigs, Days of Holy Cow and things. So we're going back quite a way. And I used to do acoustic gigs as well. And he did a piss take of me once.
Did he?
Yes.
How did he do you?
Well, he put two balloons down his front.
Of course he did.
He wore a black wig, well, dark wig with loads of long hair. He had loads of long hair anyway, but it was blonde, so he put dark wig. He had like a pretend acoustic guitar made out of foam, but that was massive. And then he'd come on his knees, shuffle onto the stage on his knees, you know, put the mic down and go, all right. And everyone was to just fall over laughing.
Wow. Talking of stupid drum kits, yes. As that guy was playing a small drum kit, we had a drummer in our band that Burberry'd up his drum kit, so he covered in Burberry.
Ian's drum kit.
And he had put a number plate on the front of it and called it Chav 1.
Yeah, no, it's a Chav kit.
And it was called the Chav kit, yeah. And I do think that's still going. Do you think? Because someone sold it. It got sold.
It did get bought by somebody who went, oh,
it went on eBay, yeah.
Yeah, 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 the Chav kit. Somebody still got the Chav kit.
I reckon. The Chav kit's still going.
Yes, Burberry drum kit.
That was a great drum kit, the Chav kit.
Oh, and people loved that because the Chav was a real thing when we took that out and we did all the nightclubs, and there was always women going, yeah, my photo taken, can I do selfie with drum kit?
No, you're not Chavvy enough. Oh, no, yes, you are. Oh, my mistake. Yes, you are. Off you go.
Surely we'll be Thank you.
the first track, of course, was The Cardiacs, formed in Kingston-upon-Thames in 1977. But that album was released just last year. It's called LSD, Late Sublime and Delirious, apparently. And the track is Wooden Eye. And one of my friends is a huge Cardiacs fan, and he assures me that they've done a really great job at actually recreating the vibe, because the lead singer had a stroke, so it was difficult to do. But apparently they've really done a good job, from somebody who's a big fan. And the very, very long track you just heard, that was Philip Sace, Peace Machine Live, of course. He's Welsh-born, but lives in Canada. And obviously a blues rock guitarist and a singer. So I hope you enjoyed that. We're going, but actually, before we go back to the COVID files, I just want to quickly mention a few gigs. In February, so very soon, we've got Temple of Prog in Carlisle. That is February the 21st. It's an all-day prog festival. You've got Ebb, you've got Solstice. It's going to be a really, really great day. Do come along to that if you're anywhere near Carlisle. And the following day, we've got a matinee show, so at 4 o'clock, so you can have lunch and then have a nice afternoon of music. Early evening and still have an early night. So wonderful. It's in Stockport at the Spinning Top. I'm not sure who our support is, the venue is organising that, but we're going to be there. We're going to have a really nice afternoon, so I hope you'll join us. And if you get tickets in advance, they are pay what you can afford. So just go to my website, dorisbrendel.com. Right, enough of that. We're going to go back to the COVID files, and Lee and I are just having a little bit of a catch-up about some of the songs we've been working on.
Yeah, I did those two new songs as well, didn't I? I finished.
Yeah, I really like that what you did with that ditty. I really love the instrumental bits. Great.
Is that, I don't know, is that Truth Has No Colour? Is that one?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, different. I struggled with that one. Just the rhythm of it. I mean,
it's
all over the place.
Quite flowing in places, but I think that's possibly in the chorus.
Yeah. You can't make it flow at all.
It's a really proggy one, yeah.
You've ruined the times. There was a couple of times that I nearly sent you a couple of different versions where I'd straightened it out, but in the end, I sort of compromised and went, I think that'll probably do with the amount of time changes and straightness in it. It sort of works now. So, yeah.
Well, there's not many. I haven't written you many of those, you know, but it was just... No. But it just worked really well. It was really, it's really eerie.
Yeah,
in fifths, eerie. You know. It's quite.
I've only got two songs left.
Yeah.
You know that, right? Two songs left. Then we've done 20 something songs, whatever it was. 20 songs or
loads.
Whatever.
26, 7, 8. I don't know.
And then, so we choose them, and album, here we come.
Yeah.
Number one, yeah. Or we can have another two albums, it's done.
It's going to be tough picking.
It is going to be tough to see which ones go where.
But I think we've got two good albums in there. It's just deciding what we're going to...
Divvy them up.
Yeah, how we're going to divvy them up, exactly.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So what have you got? White Rose and You're Breaking Up.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I think I've nearly finished White Rose as well.
Well, there were two really early ones, actually. There were two that I sent you quite near the start.
Yeah, well, I'd already done some work on them, so it could go quicker. So,
I did send you I Saw You. You've got that one as well.
I Saw You. I was trying to find that. I don't know if I still got it. I'll have to have a look. I was trying to find that.
I sent you all the WAV files for that.
Yeah, I've got it somewhere. I was trying to find it. I knew that there was an extra song that you sent me, but I couldn't find where it was.
It's that one. I just suddenly remembered. I thought, oh, yeah, because that would probably make quite a good band version as well. Cool. So, so we've got all that to. And then it's the my new acoustic album, which will be coming out soon as well. So I've did all the sleeve notes for that and sort of put that in order. But I'm still waiting for all the mixes to come back. It's we're getting there. And
what's
Ian's,
it going to be called?
Mirror, mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah, and Ian's sent me some mock-ups for the artwork, so he's working on that now. And that looked really good. That looked really good. So, so that'll be coming soon.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. It's just super duper busy. today, not coming out to play. Don't wanna talk to you on the phone. Things getting on my nerves. It's like a private curse. Just have to spend some time alone. Cause you bugger me, you bugger me. Hey, you bugger me, you bugger me. Don't wanna have a fight. I'm staying here tonight. Just need some time to clear my head. Don't take it all to heart. I know you're way too smart. It's me, it's not you, as I said. Yeah, bugger me. Hey, yeah, bugger me. Yeah, bugger me. Hey. Everything you say. Just wanna keep it real. It's just the way I feel. Things get to me sometimes, you know. Some bad I keep away. There's nothing you can say. Just takes a little time ago. That was a Finnish blues guitarist, Eija Littinen, Going to Hell. I'm guessing at the pronunciation. It's L-double-Y, which is, not something you see every day. And the track you just heard, yes, that was myself and Lee Dunham, of course, from our very recent acoustic live album, Volume 1. There will be a Volume 2. And if you like that, come and see one of our shows. I might as well mention a few more. I mentioned the February ones earlier. And we're playing in Chipperfield, 21st of March. That's acoustic at the Winter's End Festival with the band. That's in Chepstow, and that's 12th of April. Meat Hall is sold out, I'm afraid, so there's no point mentioning that one. Doing a sort of bike thing on the 4th of July. That's got lots of bands playing. And very importantly, we're playing in Chelmsford. So it's just brand new gig, 16th of July at the Hotbox. And we're very much looking forward to that. Right, last time to go to the COVID files. And this is a good one because if you listen regularly, we'll have heard that Lee helped Rudy with some of his problems. Well, we had a reply from Rudy. Oh, I've got some news, actually. You know, you helped Rudy with this problem. Do you remember? We actually got one problem for you to solve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was very difficult because English is not his first language, and we kind of had to try and piece it all together.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I've got a message from Rudy. Got a message from you, Rudy. Rudy.
Oh, my God.
Rudy. Sorry, that had to be done.
It's from you, Rudy. Excellent. I love that song. That's a great
You're going to have to find that now and stick it in the podcast.
Stop your messing around. To think of the future.
I'll tell you what,
that song was written for him. It's got everything he needs to know. Stop messing around. Start looking for the future. Looking to the future.
Well,
there you go, Rudy. That's all you need to know.
Rudy wrote to us. I think he must
replied.
Have... Well, sort of. It's hard to say whether he just, I don't know. But he, I think he must have helped him because he said, "My dear Doris," and then there's loads of emojis. "You remember ad I ask you about tips for dating and so?"
Imagine if he took like this.
I'm trying to make it conversational. But it's happened... to find Maggie at a single community, and we make a date last Sunday at Prero, where she working at restaurant as service. It was so much wonderful date. Eaten a meal, backfish with poms, and I backfish with pot salt salad.
Backfish with poms. Oh, it sounds lovely.
Potato cool. salad, mate. It's potato salad. Pot salt salad. That's got to be potato salad. And later, go shipping at Bodden near Ostsee. That'll be a lake. So I think they took a boat out. Later, go shipping at Bodden near Ostsee. After that, go in beach and drink sect, and later lay down for a while and sleeping arm in arm as we are married, talking about so many things and also what's plan we capital had in future.
Wow.
Here I send you photos for Maggie and me. So we've got photos. It's lovely.
Yeah. Was Maggie the person that he was having an iron about last time? Or is
no,
this a
no,
woman,
he ditched her. No, he listened to you. He dumped her, and he looks lovely. He looked very happy. Maggie looks very very pleasant. She looks a bit like one of my friends actually. So Rudy is my God. That was a good date.
That was all right, wasn't it?
That was a wonderful date.
Wow, well done, Rudy. Well done, Maggie.
So life is looking up for Rudy.
Yeah.
That's it for another week. Thank you for joining me. As always, I've got enough time to leave you with a couple of tracks. The first one is a bit of pop punk from Fort Worth, Texas, Indecent Behavior, with a track called Sick. And to see us out, a bit of good old-fashioned AOR rock with LA supergroup Black Swan, The Fire and the Flame. Hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, have a good one. Bye. Feeling sick, what's wrong with cutting loose in a world that's full of yeah, I'm so tired of feeling sick. It's not the best I know, but the life I wanna pick. And I go out with run down of what I left behind. It's just stuck in my mind, but I'm so tired of feeling sick. Even if I like, so I'm still not done with it. I'm okay. Friends in high school, 19, could have ended up alone. As they watch me meant to hold on to something unknown. Silence where everyone's been, I was talking on the phone. I won't say I'm okay. And I'm so tired of feeling sick. What's wrong with cutting loose in a world that's full of yeah, I'm so tired of feeling sick. It's not the best I know, but the life I wanna pick. And I go out with no doubt of what I left behind. It's just stuck in my mind. Even
feeling sick. What's wrong with cutting loose in a world that's full of? Yeah, I'm so tired of feeling sick. It's not the best I know, but the life I wanna live.
And I'm so tired of feeling sick. What's wrong with cutting loose in a world that's full of? Yeah, I'm so tired of feeling sick. It's not the best I know, but the life I wanna pick. And I go out with no doubt of what I left behind. It's so stuck in my mind, but I'm so tired of feeling sick. Even if I like, I'm still not done with it.
Let us know.